This music comes from an album called Smoke and Steel by Julia Crowe. She might just as easily have called it Smoke and Mirrors, because this piece, she writes in the liner notes, is one take, one track, one guitar. No overdubbing. Certainly doesn't sound like one guitar, no overdubbing, but that's the claim that Julia Crowe makes, and we'll get a chance to hear how the whole piece goes on this edition of New Sounds, program number 2948, which will certainly give us some unconventional guitar music, if that is indeed what this is, from Julia Crowe, and some music from Randall Myers, a much older recording that combines the guitar with the sounds of whale song. We'll also hear the ringing, chiming guitars of Britain's Ben Reynolds and James Blackshaw. I'm John Schaefer. Glad you've joined us for this edition of New Sounds. We're going to start with a curious piece of electroacoustic chamber music. Randall Myers, who in the early 80s was based in Norway, that's when this record was made, did a piece called ERA. It's all capital letters, E-R-A. I'm not sure what they stand for, but the piece is inspired by an 11th century Japanese text and by the sounds of whale songs, which appear on tape at the beginning and end of this piece. In the middle, you have a solo voice, a six-voice chorus, and two guitars, both of them played, and here there is overdubbing, by Randall Myers. Here's the piece. It's called ERA, getting us started on New Sounds. Thank you. That is music from Randall Myers and some of his friends, both human and otherwise. The sounds of whales at the beginning and end of that piece. In the middle, six human voices in the chorus, one solo singer, and two guitars, both overdubbed by Randall Myers. The piece is called ERA, and the album is called ERA/Impressions. Came out in the 1980s as an LP. Good luck finding that. Even on the internet, I'm not sure that's going to turn up. But here it is on New Sounds, our program of new and unusual music. And in a moment, Ben Reynolds has a guitar piece that's equally unusual, but in a very different way. And Julia Crowe gives us a piece of live electronica that comes out of her electric guitar. It's certainly a striking sound and a very unexpected one. That's coming up in just a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, some hardcore folk music from around different parts of Europe, mostly. A little bit of Balkan music here, some Polish folk rock from the Warsaw Village Band there, and in the background, Enzo Avitabile from Italy, who takes both the superstitions and the farming implements of medieval Italy and makes music with both. That's tomorrow night at 11 on New Sounds here at 93.9 FM WNYC, or online anytime on the New Sounds page of our website, WNYC.org. This is New Sounds, program number 2948, and we're listening to some new music with guitars, as hard as that may be to believe in some of the cases. The Julia Crowe piece we'll be hearing sounds nothing like guitar music. James Blackshaw, whom we'll be hearing in a bit, very much one of the hot young guitarists on the scene these days. But another young Brit who's making a play for some attention is Ben Reynolds, who's apparently from the Glasgow-based band Trembling Bells, yet another of the apparently hundreds of indie rock bands coming out of Glasgow. But with acoustic guitar and only a single acoustic guitar in hand, Ben Reynolds has put together a solo record called How Day Earned Its Night. And we're going to hear the title track, which is in three parts and which really is an exercise both in virtuosity and in stamina. It's a somewhat lengthy piece, about 12 minutes long, and for fully the first half of the piece, while he's playing other things, he's sustaining this kind of tremolo effect with his fingers, which must be wickedly difficult to do over such an extended period of time. But let's hear how he does it. It's from the album of the same name. It's called How Day Earned Its Night. Music from the Scottish guitarist Ben Reynolds. That's music from Ben Reynolds. The title track from his album How Day Earned Its Night, a three-part piece for a single acoustic guitar. The next piece by Julia Crowe is for a single electric guitar, and she points out in the liner notes of her CD that there's just one take, one guitar, no overdubs, but here I'm guessing she's got every possible pedal and effect that is available to the electric guitarist going on this piece, because this really is an exercise in electronica, but driven by a guitar as opposed to a laptop or a keyboard. Black Feather is the name of the song from Julia Crowe and an album called Smoke and Steel. And then we'll go back to the acoustic guitar and another young guitarist from the British Isles. It's England's James Blackshaw, who, even though he's coming from apparently the opposite end of the sonic spectrum from Julia Crowe, ends up in a similar place. There's a real sense of repetition and rhythm to the piece we're going to hear from him, which is called Key, and which comes from his most recent album called Glass Bead Game. It's simple, well, nothing simple about it, but it is simply a solo acoustic guitar piece from James Blackshaw. So we'll hear that right after this music from guitarist and songwriter Julia Crowe. And again, worth mentioning that what you're about to hear, though it may not sound like it, is a solo guitar piece from Julia Crowe on New Sounds. Thank you. That is one gifted young guitarist, James Blackshaw from England. His most recent record is called The Glass Bead Game, and that piece from it is called Key, solo guitar. Interesting record because elsewhere on it, it's more like chamber music. There are occasional strings or wordless vocals, even piano, which Blackshaw himself plays, and getting perhaps a step or two away from the post-John Fahey style of guitar music, the so-called American primitive style that Blackshaw has been associated with up to now, despite the fact he's not American, but English. We heard from an American guitarist before that, and a surprising piece from Julia Crowe called Black Feather, which is essentially a bit of electronica, but triggered and originating from her electric guitar. The album Smoke and Steel goes from real kind of gut bucket blues rock to things that are considerably more abstract. Interesting record from a talented guitarist in her own right, Julia Crowe. And in a moment, we'll hear some music from Bill Connors, a guitarist who recorded an album for the ECM label back around 1980. Haven't really heard anything from him since, but the record, oddly named Swimming with a Hole in My Body, is still a good one, and we'll hear a track from that, revisiting an old, old favorite as we continue with New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find these recordings. You can email us and ask for playlist number 2948. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. Or you can just go to the New Sounds page of our website where you'll find all of the playlists and all of the shows. As audio archives, you can hear any program anytime. On the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org. Let's listen to Bill Connors from his album called Swimming with a Hole in My Body. Not sure where that title comes from, but there's certainly a lot of aquatic imagery in the titles of the individual tracks. This one is called Surrender to the Water, and it's no tricks, just some tasty acoustic guitar playing solo from Bill Connors on New Sounds. Thank you. That's music from Bill Connors from the album Swimming with a Hole in My Body. The piece is called Surrender to the Water. Some watery solo guitar music from an album from the early 80s that we haven't heard in a good many years on New Sounds. Hearing it towards the end of this program. Just a little bit of music in the background from a Texas-based guitarist named Darren Kobetich. The piece is from an album called Off the Beaten Path, and just again a little more solo guitar music to wrap up this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.